Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. I was just wanting to ask you about this deal that you guys have on the internet. Find out if it's true or not, or you guys just...
Okay, yes, sir. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you had. I work for a call center, so we handle customer support for many different companies. What deal is it that you're seeing there?
Well, now my phone's off, but it's for a Craftsman toolbox for $2, and kind of hard to believe. I know they have so much over, but still.
Okay, yes, sir. Are you, if you look back on the screen where you would put your card number in, there should be a paragraph or terms on there that will give you all the information. To my knowledge, it is a sweepstakes entry for that toolbox. If your name comes up as the winner, then they do charge you the small shipping fee and they send you the toolbox. Without being able to see your screen, I have a feeling that's the one that you're talking about. But yes, sir, I would definitely read through the terms and conditions on that site before you put your card number in so you know everything.
Okay, yeah, so that just didn't sound too good. I mean, so it's like a drawing in itself then, huh? Because it didn't show any of that on there because I went through what was on the phone.
Okay, yes, sir. To my knowledge, I am familiar with one of our clients that does like surveys for large companies, and then they will offer the sweepstakes entry afterwards. So, everything you need to know should be either on your checkout screen, like where you put your card number in, or in the terms and conditions.
Okay, yeah, because it just don't sound right. So what about the Walmart ones that have these $2 TVs and stuff?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Not familiar with that one
with TVs. Yeah, I've heard about the one for the toolbox. They also offer some different tools like drills and stuff like that every once in a while. And, of course, they have stuff for the ladies like a mixer and stuff like that. But, yes, sir, I'm not familiar with one for a TV from Walmart. No, sir.
Okay, well, that one pops up on the phone all the time on just wondering. And now I can't even find this one on the toolbox on my phone. It just disappeared, so.
Oh, goodness. How'd you receive it originally?
Going through Facebook.
Oh, okay, yeah, you might be able to go back through Facebook to see if you could find it, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not on there, no. I don't see it. I mean, I was just barely turned it on, and it was like a couple down, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was calling to find out if it's a real thing or if, because they want you to put your goddamn card number in, and then they'll give you a code. Well, it says your code's not sent or whatever, and you can never find a code. It's like, okay, well, I go back on, the page and look to see if there's a code sent to me or anything before you can put it in. And there's never no code that you can put in, so.
Did you already put, like, your card number in?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I already called the bank, though, and it didn't have nothing taken out on it, so.
Okay, good. Okay. Would you like for me to look in our system to see if it set up any type of an account here for you?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess since the charge didn't go through, then, you know, I probably wouldn't have an account. But if you wanted me to do a search, I'd be happy to double check.
Well, if the card didn't go through, I guess.
I'd just need your...
I'd have to get out our numbers or anything like that again.
No, sir. I would just need your zip code and name to get started.
96007.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Your name, please, sir.
Oh, my name? I was watching this, looking at the phone, too. Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, this phone crap, I don't like phones myself, but,
I understand, yes, sir.
You see something like that, it seems to be a good deal, so...
Yes, sir, and sometimes you can find stuff like that, like sweepstakes and stuff like that, you know, where you could actually win a nice, you know, big prize like the toolbox. But, yeah, I understand your concern there. But, no, sir, Mr. Adams, I don't see anything in our system here for you. So, looks like it didn't, I guess since you didn't get the code and all that kind of stuff, nothing ever processed through.
Okay, that's good. That's all. I just want to make sure that nothing processes.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you do see a charge pop up on your account, anything pending, get the phone number that shows up with that charge and then call it and see, you know, what it was for. But yeah, I don't see anything in our account under your name.
Okay, yeah, I don't see the damn thing at all on the phone anymore either, so.
Okay.
Cheers. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, and bye-bye.